朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我知道当神将洪水审判当时的世代的时候，
We know when the Lord sent the flood to judge the, that particular generation.
圣经告诉我们天上的天下的高山全部被淹没了。
The scripture told us that the highest mountains were covered.
凡有血气的没有一个可以逃过神公义圣洁的审判。
All that have breath cannot escape the righteous judgment of God.
但是水再高，方舟仍然在水之上。
But no matter how high the flood, the ark is still floating above that flood.
天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
There's no other name under heaven by which it's been given to us that we shall be saved.
只有在基督里让我们逃避了这永远的审判。
That only in Christ have we escaped this judgment.
不管我们的罪有多少，
No matter how much of our sins.
我想刚才于师母特别强调这个若若若。
Pastor Nancy, as she was leading worship, she emphasized if.
我们若行在光明中，我们若认自己的罪。
If we walk in the light, we confess our sins.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个罪可以存留的。
Brothers and sisters, there's not one that would remain.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们也今天很高兴有八个弟兄姊妹要受浸归到主的名下。
We rejoice there are eight brothers and sisters who will be baptized in the name of the Lord today.
那我今天的信息不是只是为了受浸的弟兄姊妹。
My message today is not just for these eight.
跟我们每一个人都发生关系。
But it has to do with each and every one of us.
有人曾经做过统计，我就不问你们了。
Someone has taken a statistic, and I'm not going to ask you now.
他说很多人对目前的处境都不满意。
A lot of people are not satisfied with their current circumstances.
他们盼望未来会变得更好。
They all have a hope that their future would be better.
我不晓得你是不是属于这一类的人。
And I do not know whether you fall into the same category today.
你不要说我现在只是 iPhone 2, 我是用 iPhone X.
And not that I just have iPhone 2 today, but I want the iPhone X.
我不是指那个。
I'm not talking about those things.
我是指对整个人生整体的衡量我不满意。
I'm talking about life, your measure of life, that maybe you're not satisfied with
life. 我希望变得更好。
I want it to be better.
调查说 94% 的人是这个样子。
Statistics tell us about 94% of the people surveyed all agree.
所以你是属于这 94% 的，你不要稀奇。
So don't marvel if you fall within this category.
如果你是属于那 6% 的，会后请告诉我你怎么做到的。
If you're part of that 6% after the service, please come and tell me how did you attain that victory.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生整个人生的路程里面，
In our passage, in our journey of life,
不管我们现在活到多少年纪，
It doesn't matter how old we are right now.
我们早晚都会碰到一些 turning point, 一些转捩点。
Sooner or later, we're going to come to a turning point in our life.
有很多的时候是在难处、艰难、挑战面前我们人生产生的转捩。
A lot of times it is in the midst of trials and difficulties that we come to this turning point for our life.
有一个 breakthrough, 好像一个突破。
Seemingly there's a breakthrough coming forth.
但是很多的时候我们把这个转机都归类于外在环境的转机。
But oftentimes we equate these turning points to the outward changes in our life.
但是其实我们最需要的是我们生命里面我们这个人有一个突破。
But what we need the most is the life within us. We individually ourselves need to have this breakthrough.
所以我今天讲一个故事，讲到在亚兰有一个大元帅，他在他人生里面怎么样子有一个蜕变，有一个突破。
So I want to illustrate through the illustration this morning, this great general in the land of Assyria. How did he have this breakthrough in his life?
他的生命怎么样子有一个很大的转变
？And how did he have this great turning point in his life?
那我相信这样子的故事对我们每一个人都是有关的。
And I trust that this story is relatable to each and every one of us.
我们一起来读这个故事啊。
Let's come and read it together.
列王记下第五章。
Second King chapter 5.
我们为了掌握整个故事的内容，我们要从第一节读到十九节。
To be able to comprehend the whole story, I'd like to ask you to read verse 1 through 19.
所以中文念中文的，英文念英文的。
I'm going to ask everybody to please read together. If you read in Chinese, read in Chinese and English and English.
我们看谁先念完。
Let's see who finishes first.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华惩戒他，使亚兰人得胜。 他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。他对祖母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说，以色列国的女子如此如此说。亚兰王说，你可以去，我也答训于以色列王。于是乃曼带着银子十他连德，金子6000舍克勒，衣裳10套，就去了，且带信给以色列王，信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风。以色列王看了信就撕裂衣服说，我岂是神能使人死使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？神人以利沙听见以利沙撕裂衣服，就打发人去见你，为什么撕了衣服呢？可以使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说，你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。乃曼却发怒走了，说，我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。大马色的河亚巴拉和法尔法岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气纷纷地转身去了。他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做呢？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去，神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴7回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列以外普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。以利沙说，我指着所侍奉的永生耶和华起誓，我必不受。乃曼再三地求他，他却不受。乃曼说，你若不肯受，请将2坨子土赐给仆人，从今以后仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献与别神，只献给耶和华。唯有一件事，愿耶和华饶恕你仆人，我主人进临门庙叩拜的时候，我用手缠他在临门庙，我也屈身，我在临门庙屈身的这事，愿耶和华饶恕我。以利沙对他说，你可以平平安安地回去。乃曼就离开他去了。同时结束啊。OK,
we end at the same time.
中国跟美国一样强。
Good.
开玩笑的哈。好，我们现在开始看这个故事哈。
Let's come and look at the story together.
我相信这个故事非常的生动。
And I trust that this story, as you read, is very vivid.
从来没听过这个故事的举手。
Those of you who've never read the story or heard the story, please raise your hand.
不要客气。OK, 你们很多人没听过。好，那我们刚刚读完了以后，你们现在不要看圣经哈。那这个元帅身上有哪些特点？
What are some of the characteristics of this general? Can you identify them?
讲讲看。他一下就讲了长大麻风了。那先讲一大一点好处嘛。
Let's look at some of the good things about this general.
他身上有什么特别的地方？
What are some qualities that you see?
啊？好。那你们叽里呱啦都讲了哈，反正很多啊，都对哈。
A lot of babbling, but I think they're all right.
啊，我就稍微归纳一下。第一个，他地位很高。
He is of a very high stature.
啊，他不光是一个将军哈，那个我们办公室同工，我说你能不能找到一个元帅身上挂很多徽章的，只要不要是袁世凯就好。
I asked the office staff to find a picture of a general with a lot of medals.
啊，结果他找了巴顿将军。
And this is the person that they found.
啊，就是身上。 战绩辉煌，得了一大堆的勋章的。
All sorts of glory, all sorts of things on that it can exemplify what he's done.
他比巴顿将军还神气，因为他是元帅。
He is actually Naaman is actually the general.
因为元帅底下管好几个将军的。
And of Naaman's position, there's many more generals under him.
所以他不光地位很高。
Not only does he have a very high status,
而且他是一个常胜将军，他常常打胜仗的。
But he's a victorious general.
第三个，他在王的面前都为尊为大。
And thirdly, he is esteemed in the eyes of the king.
他不是白占位置，他是一个非常有战绩，而且众人都敬仰他，连王都尊重他的人。
And he's esteemed by all, particularly the king.
Yeah. 那么第四个。
And fourthly,
圣经上说他自己本身是一个 mighty man, 是一个大能的勇士。
And the scripture also tells us that he's a man of valor.
你知道很多教练很厉害，但是他自己不见得打球。
There are a lot of great coaches out there that we know, but he himself may not be the greatest player.
很多军官会打仗，他不见得大能。
A lot of general maybe they know how to conduct warfare, but he may not be a valid person.
乃曼不光是一个很高位置的军官，他自己本身是个大能的勇士。
Naaman not only does he have a very high status, but he is a man of valor.
所以光第一节已经告诉他这四件，告诉我们这四件事了。
Verse 1 alone tells us of all these characteristics.
那么后面我们也知道他是一个非常财富满盈，非常有钱的一个人。
And then later on, we also come to discover that he's a very wealthy person.
他为了看病，他带的银子十他连得，等于750磅。750磅的银子。
He carried with him 750 pounds of silver to seek healing.
大概300多公斤的银子。
It's about 300, little over 300 kilograms.
然后带了6000色克勒的银子，金子，那大概是150磅的金子。
And 6,000 talents of gold, about 150 pounds of gold.
有没有要告诉我一盎司现在多少钱？
Anybody knows how much an ounce of gold costs or is worth nowadays?
美金1000多块，对不对？
It's a little over $1,000.
他带着150磅的纯金来见。
150 pounds of pure gold.
所以你知道他是一个非常有钱的人。
So you know that he's a very wealthy person.
请问这五个羡不羡慕？
And for these five things, I ask you, do you admire it?
你会说我不羡慕当元帅，但你可能羡慕当公司的董事长。
Maybe you don't care to be a general, but you say, well, maybe a CEO at my workplace.
你可能羡慕去当这个学校的校长，或是拿到诺贝尔奖。
Or maybe the principal, or maybe the Nobel Prize.
他几乎论财富、论成就、论勇力、论所有的东西，他都得到了。
Concerning wealth, concerning a status, concerning fame, he has everything.
而且这个人不光是有外面这些，他其实也蛮能听别人劝告的。他能够听 advice。
He's also a man who is able to hear others' advice.
你看他的俘虏里面有个小女孩跟他讲了这么一句话，他就愿意听。
There's a servant girl that was enslaved by him, and because of what she said, he.
后来他在生气离开的时候，仆人劝他一句话，他听。
And when he was angry, when he departed from Elijah, because the servant spoke to him, he listened.
你知道位置越高的人越容易有重听。
And those who are higher in position and status, they actually are harder to hear.
他听不见别人给他的话的。
They can't hear what others are telling him.
而他这个人居然可以听。
But you discover that this man, he actually is a listener.
所以论成就、论人品、论很多的性格，这个人是一流一的一个人。
Concerning what he's accomplished and his characters,You can discover that this man is actually very good.
但是圣经上讲到第一节结束的时候，用"可是"两个字。
But the scripture is in verse 1, as it concluded, it says, "But."
只是他长了大麻风。
But he was a leper.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天在我们的人生里面，如果我问你有什么东西是你的只是。
And I wonder,
是我们的遗憾，你会讲什么？
This morning, if I were to ask, what would be this regret, this one regret in your life, what would you point to?
但我们是生了两个好儿子，只是没女儿。
We had two wonderful sons, but we didn't get a daughter.
或是你可能会有别的只是。
Or perhaps you have other reasons.
我觉得这一生太过瘾了，只是没拿博士学位。
I lived such a wonderful life, but I didn't get a PhD.
什么都很好，但是只是我的身体有缺陷。
Everything is wonderful, but this body of mine.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能在我们生命里面有一些的只是。
Perhaps in our lives, there's some regrets like these.
那乃曼元帅几乎什么都有。
Naaman, this general Naaman, we see that he possessed almost everything.
只是长了。大麻风。
Except he has leprosy.
所以现在我们就要来问说，到底这个故事跟你我有什么关系？
So we will come and ask, what does this story have anything to do with you and me?
我们没有长大麻风。
I'm not a leper.
那到底这个故事今天跟我发生了什么关系？
What does this story have anything to do with me?
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，圣经里面有很多的东西。
Brothers, I want to tell you that in Scripture there are many things that are mentioned.
上个礼拜释经学正好讲到，他讲到 symbolize。他在这里表明了一些事情。
The things in Scripture, they symbolize some things that is being said.
像老鹰，他在这里 symbolize 我们基督徒那个属天超越的生命。
For example, when it speaks of an eagle, it symbolizes the surpassing, the heavenly life within the Christian.
主耶稣说叫，不可以用叫，因为笑会发起来，讲到罪，讲到错误的教训。
And the Lord Jesus says that do not be aware of the east, the leaven, because this is representative of sin that will grow, that will multiply.
那圣经里面用大麻风特别讲到我们这个堕落的人在我里面的罪。
And the scripture particularly uses the disease of leprosy to symbolize or to describe sin of this fallen race, the fallen man.
我今天没有时间去讲利未记，但是利未记十三章、十四章你读完以后，你知道大麻风这个病在他身上至少有五个特点。
Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, it illustrates that concerning leprosy, there are at least 5 points.
第一个，它是让我这个人非常不舒服的，因为它又痒又痛。
Leprosy causes discomfort because it's itchy in the beginning and it hurts.
所以当约伯长大麻风的时候，
So that's why when Job was contracted with leprosy,
他痒到一个地步，他需要用瓦片来刮他的身体，太痒。
In such discomfort that he has to take the broken clay pot and scrape his own flesh.
刮破的时候，血和脓就出来。
And he will scrape it to the point that he will break the pus and the sores and the pus will flow out.
所以一方面讲到他是让人很痛苦的一个病。
It brings people in such pain, physical pain.
另外一方面也讲到它是非常肮脏的一个病，因为血跟脓充满在它的患处。
At the same time, it described that this disease, this illness is very unclean because it's full of pus and blood that would cover his flesh often.
所以约伯说我是用尘土为衣。今天你们穿什么衣服啊？
As Job says that I'm clothed with dust.What are you wearing today?
有没有人今天早上是穿着尘土来教会的？
Anybody who is just wearing dirt or wearing dust that's covering you today?
所以你知道他是很可怜，全身血跟脓，风吹过来，尘土刮过来就留在他身上，这叫做以尘土为衣。
You discover that the pus and the blood that is on his flesh, as the wind blows and the dust and the dirt covers him, he is literally covered in dust.
第三个，大麻风传染性很强。
And this is a very contagious disease.
所以我如果长大麻风，我碰他一下。他回到家他就有麻烦。
If I am leprous and I touch somebody, that person may be contracted with leprosy.
第四个，他的复发性很强。
Fourthly, reoccurs very the strength of it coming back.
等到看起来好像他越来越好了。
It may seemingly look like you're getting better and better.
但是如果没有彻底的得洁净的话，他很容易复发的。
But if the person is not thoroughly clean, then it will come back.
所以在旧约，大祭司需要检查再检查，关七天又关七天又检查。
So in the Old Testament, what is ascribed unto the nation is that the high priest has to examine the person in 7 days. He needs to be secluded for another period, and then examine him for another after seven days.
第五件事情，长大麻风不光肉身痛苦，心灵痛苦。
Fifthly, not only is he suffering physically.But in his spirit, in his heart, he's also
in agony. 因为在以色列的话，乃曼是捞不到做大元帅的，他一定被关在城外，要与人隔绝的。
Naaman, if he was an Israelite, he would be cast out. He would be shunned outside the city gates.
他要跟野狗，他要在木堆中间过生活。只要有人靠近，他就要喊着说：“我是大麻风，不洁净，不洁净。”
And he would be living his lives among the dogs. And if anyone approaches, he would scream out, "Unclean, unclean! I have leprosy."
好。五件事。
And these five things, just
第一个非常痛苦。
One is physical pain.
第二个污秽肮脏。
And he's filthy and dirty.
第三个传染性很强。
It is very contagious.
第四个复发性很强。
Fourthly, that it could reoccur very easily.
第五个心灵被人摒弃，那种痛苦被隔绝，那种抬不起头来的那种折磨。
Fifthly, that sense of being rejected, that you can't lift up your heads, and that agony, that pains within the heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天罪恶带给人其实就是这些。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things that sin would bring about into humanity.
如果我们真还有良心的话，
if we truly have a conscience that is still active,
如果一个基督徒真想追求 过讨神喜悦的生活。
If a Christian truly still delights and wants to live a life that pleases the Lord,
罪恶不会让我们真正快乐的。
Sin will not allow us to enter into joy.
所有的快乐是表面的最终之乐。
Any happiness that we experience would just be the happy momentary happiness.
在我们内心最深之处，其实有一个说不出来的痛苦。
But in the depth, in the very inner core of our being, there's a pain that we can't describe.
弟兄姊妹，乃曼是外邦人，是亚南人，就是现在的叙利亚。
Naaman was an Assyrian, is now Assyria today.
他没有以色列的律法说必须要被隔绝。
He's a Gentile. He doesn't live under Jewish laws that he needs to be isolated.
所以他能够做一件事情，就是他借着他那样子辉煌、让人羡慕、崇拜的军装来遮盖他的大麻风。
So he covers his body with his adorned garment of his royalty.
他用更多的成果、更多的战绩来遮掩他心中的那种羞耻，抬不起头来。
And with more and more the victory that he's won, that it would cover somehow cover that shame that he feels.
今天这是一个这个时代很多人的写照。
This is very prevalent among our time and our generation.
我们过五关斩六将，一直追求成就、成就、成就。
We've done so much. We excelled. We went after one success after another.
我们不光自己希望有一些很辉煌的成果来遮掩我们里面的不满足。痛苦跟羞耻。
And not only do we pursue after these successes to somehow cover up the things that we feel that we are not satisfied with.
我们可能也强迫我们的孩子，强迫我们的配偶，强迫我们家里面的这个成果，都要来遮盖我们里面的那种说不出来的那种羞耻跟遗憾。
Perhaps unknowingly we're forcing our kids and our spouse to somehow to display the way that we live to cover up some things that is shameful that we do not want others to know.
因为我们的罪如果没有解决的话，
And I will say to you that if our sin is not dealt with,
我们里面有一个说不出来的遗憾，有一个没有办法真实的满足和安息在我们里面。
This indescribable dissatisfaction, a sense of lack of peace that is within us.
不管老板给你 promotion 也好，
It doesn't matter how much we are promoted at work.
不管你拿到博士学位也好，
Whether we have that PhD or not.
不管你娶得多漂亮的妻子也好，
How beautiful your wife, your handsome your husband may be.
或是你生了一窝的孩子，
Or you have a brood of kids.
弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情能够解决我心中那个最深之处的那个。
Nothing can resolve this dissatisfaction, this regret within my heart.
就跟乃曼是一样的。
Just as Naaman, what Naaman is experiencing.
他再打一次胜仗，还是没有办法除去他心中的这个遗憾。
He can win another victory, but he cannot cover up this regret.
他掳掠了更多的金子回来，他还是不能够满足他。
He can take possession of more gold, but it will not satisfy him.
那王再给他升官，一样不能满足他。
The king may elevate his status furthermore, but he's not satisfied.
因为 deep inside, 在他最深之处，他知道在他身上有个东西他没有办法的。
Because in the depth of his being, he knows that there's something that he cannot overcome in him.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天在你我的身上，别人知道也好，不知道也好，我们里面那个说不出来的遗憾。跟有一个说不出来的没办法叫我们安息的东西到底是什么。
Brent says, I don't know whether people know it or not, or as the parents, everyone, is that one, can you identify that one thing that caused you this dissatisfaction inside of your heart?
圣经告诉我们，如果我们的罪没有解决，
The scripture tells us that if sin is not dealt with,
如果我们跟神之间的关系没有解决，
If our relationship with God is not resolved,
我们是不可能有喜乐、有平安、有满足的。
We cannot enter into a life of joy, a satisfaction, and peace.
所以我说，不光是为着受浸的弟兄姊妹。
So I say today, this is not a message just for those who are being baptized.
我们也是为着所有已经信主的弟兄姊妹。
For all of us who are saved by His grace.
我们也是为着在座所有还没有信耶稣的朋友们。
And also for all of you, friends who have not yet come to faith in Jesus Christ.
我们里面这个问题，我们必须要来面对它。
This issue within our lives, we have to resolve.
不管得了多少。
It doesn't matter how much we have attained.
如果在我里面有一个只是，
But if there is a word, but.
在神的眼中，所有没有得救、没有接受耶稣洁净的，都是大麻风。
All those who have not yet accepted the saving faith in Jesus Christ, we all have this leprosy.
因为那个罪会让我们痛苦。
Because the sin will cause you pain.
那个罪会来玷污我们，让我们肮脏。
The sin will defile you, cause you to be filthy.
那个罪会来在我们里面出来，让我们伤害到周围的人，传染给伤害别人。
The sin will come forth out, flowing out of your life to be contagious, to hurt others.
那个罪会让我们这个人在一切的满足里面仍然带着遗憾。
That sin, no matter how much you've attained, will still bring about a great regret within you.
所以当乃曼来的时候，
So Naaman, when he came came.
他是带着一个盼望来。
He came with a sense of hope.
他不仅仅承认自己里面，他知道自己有问题，他承认自己有问题。
He knows and acknowledges that he has a problem within him.
然后他带着一个 strong desire to be healed.
And he has a great desire to be healed.
他里面有一个那么强希望得到医治的心愿。
Such a desire that I want to be healed.
他放下他自己尊贵的那种地位。
He laid down all of his royal status.
他带着礼物。
With presents and prizes.
他听俘虏一个小女孩的话，他来到了神的家中。
He listened to the words of a slave girl to come to the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们人生经历转机最重要的一件事情。
This is the one key turning point in our lives.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。